Well, it's time for Campus Connection. I have school officials joining me here in the studio. We're getting their mics set up, and I think it's good here. We have Superintendent Erica Kluepainter and School Board Chair Sarah Holmgren. And Megan, you just joined us. Can everybody say hi so I can see if your mics are
Hello.
Good to go?
Thank you.
Hello.
Great.
Hi, got me.
Yeah. So there's a meeting tonight in Assembly Chambers at 7 o'clock. I was hoping to go over some of the details on the agenda. The memorial policy, it's kind of the final go for that, right? It's a second and final reading?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how does it look at this point?
I think it's, from the board's point of view, a pretty strong support of it. And over the last month, at least for myself, when we gave the public more opportunity to weigh in after hopefully reading the policy and considering the circumstances around all three of the existing memorial policies, I was overwhelmingly contacted in support of the memorial policy and moving forward. So it kind of solidified, for at least me, the direction the district was going in. A lot of people emailing, calling, actually mailing in letters. So it just kind of... I guess for me, as moving forward, I felt confident that the community agrees with the direction the board is headed.
And when we're talking about a memorial policy, we're talking about something new that's mm-hmm. not, the school district has no memorial policy
right.
at this point, and you're hoping to establish something that will set kind of a protocol for how the school district would address, say, if something happened to a student or staff person or even maybe a community member that would affect the students?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say the idea really behind trying to address it now is that we're not in the middle of, you know, trying to deal with a terrible tragedy right now or a crisis, although actually really in our community with Father Thomas passing away, that, you know, as in small towns, we're all often impacted by loss. So I think just trying to move forward with that and trying to have some things in place that help administrators and help school officials and even help families just try to have a little more consistency and try to, if possible, even kind of remove some of the sort of the unanticipated things that can come when people are feeling grief or emotion. Sometimes things happen, and then, you know, then you kind of have to deal with things later, and that's kind of the situation we've found ourselves in really now, trying to deal with some of the current real personalized kind of memorials that are in the school currently. So that's kind of a lot of the idea behind why it was written.
And you've been going over this for quite some time now, the memorial policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started looking at it actually about a year and a half ago, started reading articles on how other schools dealt with it, what mental health professionals thought of it, and the board sat, and it was mostly Dr. Robb, one of the prior superintendents, started giving us information to read. So some board members are new, some of us have been around for a lot of that reading. Then that reading was passed on to the new board members, and so we all read it, percolated on it, didn't talk about it, but just said, read it, see what you, and then now we'll start thinking about it in this fall. So we've been... I guess all of us individually have been thinking about it for quite some time, but it was more of, we need to at some point address this, and hopefully before there's a major crisis when you're scrambling to, that's the last time you want to make policy,
right,
is when people have
crisis.
High emotions mm-hmm. and it's a heartbreak for many.
Mm-hmm. The one change that people might see that we would be talking about tonight, a lot of the feedback we received came back to a kind of a common theme question, which was regarding the a part of the policy that talked about temporary memorials, and people seemed really confused, like, what is a temporary memorial? You know, you go to the effort of getting a plaque, and then we have to take it down in 2 weeks. It's confusing. So we changed a little bit of the link. The memorial policy has met and just slightly adjusted a one word, in fact, it's seen a few places in the policy just to clarify so that the intent is understood and we're not constantly trying to explain what it means. It should be really clear, and I think that it's a lot more clear by changing out the word memorial to memorabilia. So Mm-hmm. It was a portion that talked about a two-week time period for temporary memorials. What we meant is temporary memorabilia. So,
and that's things like what commonly does happen in schools. It's actually what has currently been a lot of the things in the policy actually are currently what the district does do. Mm-hmm. So I think that was also helpful in that sense, as far as the, you know, gathering a crisis committee, providing support for families, for kids. I think the other thing that was a little confusing about the two-week idea was that people felt like, well, how could you put a time limit on grieving? And the point of that is not to put a time limit on grieving, because that clearly is not possible. But the idea being physical reminders of things, whether it's, you know, bears or balloons, posters, things that happen that spring up.
Cards and flowers,
mm-hmm. Pictures, that kind of thing. And those are things that have happened in the past when we've had death in our student body or in our staff member or, you know, that sort of thing. So I think that helps kind of clarify that, too, that it doesn't mean that we, you know, we're done, we don't ever talk about, you know, this person again, but it means that, you know, that the recommendations of mental health professionals and educators and, you know, even family members who have dealt with this say that, you know, you have to kind of put those things away at some point. That does not mean that you are done, you know, dealing with the loss, mm-hmm. or helping to provide support for kids in a school, or even staff or other family members, that kind of thing. So that would continue as long as needed for individuals or small groups, and that's how it's been in the past. That's the current practice as far as supporting people. So maybe that.
Yeah, I hope that it's more clear, because that was really a common question. We don't understand 2 weeks, and that was just, you know, cards and flowers and teddy bears and things like that. Yeah. That at some point, you know, we want for the children that are in school to feel like they can learn, and it's
and
tough.
Kind of get back to that sort of quote-unquote normal environment, but knowing that there are still going to be kids and staff members who are going to deal with a loss in a different way and for longer than some others. Because even in a small town, while we all generally know when someone does pass away or often are affected by a loss, it doesn't actually mean that everyone is affected exactly the same way or for this, you know, or have the same kinds of relationships, if that makes sense. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think you have to just be aware of all of those dynamics in a school setting.
All right. So that may be passed. If the board wants to pass it, it might happen at the meeting tonight, the memorial policy. And then I noticed there's less grant money this year than last year. There's a whole list of grants of varying amounts that Finance Director Karen Quitzlin might present tonight.
She's actually out of town at a conference in
Anchorage,
so it'll be me, so I can talk about it a little bit if you want.
Great, yeah, I noticed, I mean, it's still almost $500,000 worth of grants, but I noticed when you look at the individual ones, they're kind of a little bit less, some of them.
They are, and I could go just through a few of them if you want, if that would be helpful, but some of the ones, the first few are mainly federal grants, and a lot of those are actually based on free and reduced numbers. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Maybe it's a good thing that we've ended up with a lower number of free and reduced students, but I'm not sure if that's actually true or if sometimes it just means maybe people haven't, you know, filled out paperwork or that sort of thing. So those numbers are basically based on those. So Title I is reading support for students, and Title II is professional development support, and Title I is migrant, and Title VII is preschool special ed and special ed in general. And then some of the other ones, career technical, that helps support some of our things like culinary and the shop and aquaculture, and that actually will come in about the same. It ends up being about $18,000 because they usually add a little bit for supplies. We did have, this is our last year of the suicide prevention grant. We are potentially going to be writing again for that. It's a 3-year state grant. We haven't decided if we are. It's a partnership with mental health, actually Petersburg Mental Health currently. Healthy Living Grant is Ginger Evans, the grant for the obesity prevention grant. That was a huge loss, but that was that one I know we talked a lot about, I think, with the radio and mm-hmm. the community last spring about. We ended up being one of only four in the state that maintained any funding for that grant. So, and it ended up going through a different department at the state. But so that really is due to Ginger Evans' work, actually. That's really what they told us. That so that's how we ended up with that funding. A real bummer was the nutritional, losing that Alaska Foods grant. Mm-hmm. That was a bummer because that was one that we really used. Carly Johnson did a lot of great things in there with, you know, bringing in Alaska Foods. We've also got some good Alaska Foods recently, though, with our moose.
I noticed on the menu. That did not slip past me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a moose soup for lunch.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So that's
wonderful.
That's one of those things that happens when, unfortunately, when we do have people in the community who end up, you know, if they end up killing a moose that doesn't quite meet those exact specifications, then we get a call from Megan's husband, and he says, hey, you know, if you guys pay for the processing, you can... will donate, you know, so mm-hmm. they'll call like the school, they might call Mountain View Manor, I think maybe the hospital, I'm not sure, but I can't
Yeah, they
speak.
Call churches, you know, they try to, well, actually, that's been, it's a new topic of conversation for him, I won't get into, but the school is when I know that they called, and mm-hmm. I thought, I wonder, maybe the school really can't pay for something like that, and I was chatting with Carly, and she said, oh, well, that packaging is a lot less expensive than buying the same amount of beef, for example.
Right.
And so
and shipping.
She mm-hmm. had in her budget to purchase meat, and this was local, it's healthy, it's lean, it's kind of exciting.
Organic.
It's organic.
It was great.
And I had, I heard lots of kids talking about, we're having moose for lunch, and yeah.
Yeah.
We even had Grandma and Grandpa join us for lunch.
Moose tacos, moose
enjoy
stew.
Some moose yeah, around good. Thanksgiving. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know if there's any other questions about the grants, but yeah, it is unfortunately kind of a sign of the times, I think.
I was going to say, it's kind of, I mean,
yeah.
all the information we're getting is this is the yeah. future and get used yeah. to it.
Yep, exactly.
Kind of.
And that'll be the next
I mean, the price of oil is...
Yeah.
is incredibly
exactly.
low.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And yeah. so that'll be our next big issue I think we'll be facing as we go head into January is
funding.
Budgets and funding.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, kind of depressing.
Yeah.
We'll be paying a lot of attention, a lot more attention than usual to this legislative yeah. session. And
yeah.
we'll be updating people, mm-hmm. I'm sure, on what we learn through
They're
that.
Probably asking for help again as we did last year. And mm-hmm. I know KFSK went through that too. And
yeah.
all of our different mm-hmm. community.
A lot of groups out there
yeah.
getting
mm-hmm.
affected by that.
Exactly.
Anything else on the agenda that you might want to touch on, let the public know you'll be going over tonight?
Just exciting stuff.
A lot. Yeah, there's lots of good stuff. You know, all the kids coming back from the volleyball players. I know you've done
That's
a great
right.
story on that.
Yeah, they took third at state on the volleyball
did.
Team.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
then this weekend, there's a huge wrestling
huge
tournament.
Huge wrestling
coming up.
Tournament.
Oh,
so
yeah,
people
so exciting.
Who are looking for something to do, it will start Friday morning at 9, and it will go straight through till Saturday night. And there are, I believe, at last count, 17 schools coming. I think we have 155 kids wrestling. It's going to be huge.
Plus parents and fans
yeah,
and
yeah.
chaperones.
I mean,
and
it could be a couple hundred new people in
mm-hmm.
town.
Uh-huh. Lots of people
because
walking around.
Because it's 4A. It's 1A to 4A,
it
right?
It is, That's which is new this year, a little different. So big to house here in this small town. And actually, I think we have kids starting to arrive tomorrow from Pelican, maybe.
Oh,
is today
my
Tuesday?
Goodness.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we need
so
to
that's
get
exciting.
Out there and do lots of cheering for
yes.
for all the kids
all the
from
kids.
All the schools. It's pretty fun yeah. to watch. Wrestling is one of those really cool
it is.
You know, individual thing. The kid works so hard. So
absolutely. It's exciting.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
And then student recognition.
Yep.
Oh,
we
yeah.
have that at 6:15 tonight. So right before the board meeting won't be broadcast, but if we've got kids to award different mm-hmm. anything from sports to academic. So
yep. track
pretty
and field
mm-hmm.
and
from last
country.
Spring. Yep.
Yeah, lots of activities. So
wonderful
that's
way
and the
start
volleyball
of
player getting sportsmanship
award.
Yeah, the whole
mm-hmm.
team received
mm-hmm.
yeah.
the
yeah.
sportsmanship award.
They did.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. So that'll happen before the meeting starts. We will start broadcasting the meeting at 7,
mm-hmm.
the regular meeting. So
yeah.
You can stay informed that way too.
Perfect.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank
you
so
much.
You.
Take care.